Okay, my name is John Billet. This is a podcast that I do. It's poetry. I'd like to keep the gas out, the politics out of it, and I'd like to relax and just let my head spin. And let me take you on my mind's journeys. Diarrhea comes from the barrel of a gun. Burn a gun and kiss a tree. Can't walk on water, but I run on air. These are quotes of mine that I made. I'm going to make a book of, hopefully. If I ever get around to it, I doubt I will. But life is heaven, is a kiss is to bliss. Can't walk on water, but I run on air. Can't write a straight line, but I write a pretty good one. Can't walk a straight line, but I write a pretty good one. Excuse me. I wanted to talk about Vincent van Gogh and his brother Theo and the fact that he might not have taken the pictures. He might not have drawn the pictures of himself, but he might have drawn them of Theo, his brother. And people don't think about that. They don't think about Clark Kent. He might have been Superman, but if he was Superman, then he had grayer hair than Superman. Superman had grayer hair than he did. And it might have been a different person totally. I don't know whether Theo was a painter or what, but Vincent did sell portraits, and it might have been of Theo, like I said. It might have been of Theo. He did sell portraits of Theo. And that's what I got here. Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson had acne, and that's why he contorted his face. He had a face job done. These days, it's typical to make a face job. I'm a male, so I wouldn't have a face job done. But it seems to be the current thing among females to have their... I'm not getting into politics. I don't want to get into politics. I don't want to get into that. My friend's mother used to think I was on heroin because my arms, I wore long sleeve shirts in the summer, and she thought that there were needle marks on my arms. So she was wondering why I was wearing long sleeve shirts in the summer. It was because I was so hairy, and I was embarrassed because of my hair. I was scared to wear short gym shorts in gym with Mr. Izokani because I was scared of my hairy legs, and I didn't want to show them off. And that's part of puberty. He didn't understand that, neither did anybody else, why I got booted out of seventh grade. But, that's why, because I was hairy and I was embarrassed of my hair, but I'm not anymore, but I wasn't even then. But hung around hairy people, so life is hairy, what can I say? But, I'm kind of harebrained, so forgive me for what I did, for what I've done. I have no needle marks on my arms. I only have hospital marks and blood tests and stuff like that. And I like to read Hair John. Breathe deep, breathe from the stomach, breathe in. Not from your chest, not from the throat, from the stomach, I was told. A book I would suggest is, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, It's All Small Stuff. And it's a very good book, it's a therapeutic book. I really got into my karma. I thought I was having a heart attack, and it was all psychological. And when I read it, I calmed down, I cooled down, and I hope I'm not too full of political gas. Hair John, written lines at end of times. Won't you read my rhymes? I threw the leaves from the trees. Only short-sighted sage sees. Shoes shine for wooden dimes. It makes the shoes dance and prance. This they do without their feet in his pants. Those raven rants. There are light years growth of my follicle fuzz and a chia plant's head of hair. Soon it will be my time to go. This only a few too many know. This poem written in a 5 and 10 with a fountain pen. The hibernation's hovel of a bold grizzly bear's lair's den. Just say when, I will never die. Burn my beaten soul high in an outer sky. Hairy-chested John Billet, developmentally arrested. Love, John Billet, 9/16/16. I talked about the needle marks on my arms and how my friend's mother suspected me of being a junkie because I covered up my shirt. And I was scared of my puberty. I was scared of my adolescence. You know, it's just a phase, but adolescents don't understand that. You know, they don't understand what they're going through. I certainly didn't. I still don't. You know, I still don't know what I'm going through. You know, Paul McCartney said, I'm in the middle of something, I'm a man in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand. You know, I can relate to that, you know, and all the Beatles can, you know, and even George Harrison and John Lennon, you know, but that's sad. But I do the Vulcan sign, the Vulcan peace sign, live long and prosper. I don't do the peace sign. I wasn't at Woodstock. I was on the third century, Alpha third century with Captain Spock, with the whales that were in Long Island Sound that I saw today on the TV. A whole bunch of whales came to Long Island Sound. There were just a recent sighting of a bunch of whales off Long Island Sound, which made me excited. There's actually a whale right off, believe it or not, right off of my town, which is Largemont. There was a whale, a picture of a whale, and it was definitely there. It was right at the beach, right in front of the beach. They usually don't show up there. It wasn't washed on the shore. It was just misdirected, or somehow or other, just ended up there on its travels. They travel all over the place. They travel long destinations. To warmer waters, I understand. I'm not too sure about that. I don't know how it works. Do you? I mean, do you? You should. I should. Maybe I'll Google it. Knowing where the whales, how the whales go. You know, I know I saw the Star Trek film about the whales, and they're an endangered species, and so many are. And the environment is really screwed up. I mean, this isn't politics. This is reality. Whether it's changing due to economics, or I see in China a picture of factories blowing their smoke and people brushing away from it, you know. I don't want to get into politics. Give me 10. Slot me 10. 10 minutes, 10 years, 10 centuries, 10 decades. I haven't got that much time, but I've got all the time in the world. You know, I used to beat my head against the street when I got frustrated, so... You know, don't let it alarm you. I used to talk to myself in the neighborhood. You know, I was a special person. I was a special needs person, you know, like a special needs dog. And my friend Kristen has, you know, I'm a special needs dog. I wish I was. I wish I was a special needs dog. Hold tight. Hold tight. The night is light. Opaquely white. Pull me to the floor until I can't see anymore. Making love on my shower floor. I don't know what is or what's for. The more love, I adore more. We both sailing above the bathtub's floor, floating to heavens above. So this is what they call love. A malady for which there is no cure. I ask why and what's for. A piece in a puzzle we are both part of. As our hearts guzzle, leaves softly rustle to the streets below. As nightfall start to call. Nudity in a faceless ball. You short and me tall, never to fall, John Billet. Him that don't rhyme, don't believe in no sacrifices. Except in the hard. Hope I can carry on where the world left off. Can turn daylight into dark, black into white. I'm the juggling gypsy, not a blasted flapper. Believe God has mean spirits. I mean, he appears supernatural. He's a humorous guy, but deadly. And I mean deadly serious. If you think he's pulling tricks on you, you are wrong. Nothing gets by the spirit. To him, it's a matter of who is. She can't see color in black and white. Life to her seems a shade too light. She's literally out of sight. Wants to stop the fight. Ends it where it began. Once again at the beginning of time. Doesn't believe in signs. Believes life and death are an endless highway. The real yin and yang, a tune he played and sang. Have it his way, turn your head sideways. Spend the days in heaven's hell, then went fishing in a swimming well. She's alive in the world, I am she, as you are he. The world laughs together as God cries. She sits perfectly still, never lies. A hymn that doesn't rhyme, John Billet. Over easy, imagination comes from the heart of the soul. Diarrhea comes from the barrel of a gun. The hydrogen bomb blows bird feathers. Weather's sun was created just for a pun. Safety net is on the web's internet, as the oceans are dreaming wet. Nose a subset of empty space. Contorted faces at tsunami's terrible place. A rear window shattered by northwest wind. Some people have got a money pot. Others have a lot. Coughing, drinking tea just for free. Love has a fee. We see to be or not to be isn't you me. Shalom, shalom, hello, greetings of peace. Exist as life continues to cease. The round world inside of this crease. Every medication has a disease. Like a tenant's lease on life, renewed every 2 years. The passengers fly and pilot jet steers. Unknown fears which have nothing to fear but a tear by itself. Hiding sneakers lost their keepers. Found in the weepers, jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? Midnight sleepers, floor leapers on the mosh pit steeper. I have talent, I am a talented scout. Open the door, sit as I come about. Where's the sauerkraut? To a hamburger's hot dog. Lovely, ugly, only lonely, one and only, text me, it's easy. John Jonathan Billet. Oh, this rock, I ought to touch it, man. Get some vibrations from it. Have me psychic light in my... I soak up the sunshine in my bones, you know. My bones soak up the sunshine. So that's what summer is all about. And spring, too. I soak up the sunshine in my bones. It revives me in life, you know. It revives your life. If you look out a window, they say, during the day... Early in the morning, you get revived for the whole day. Just look out the window at the sun. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. I want to hit this air. I think you went to a contagious show because I had an operator who started yawning. And then I started yawning. I said, you know, you're yawning over the phone. You're making me yawn. Am I making you yawn? Oh, I'm tired, man. Are you tired? Oh, there it goes again. I don't want to make it sound phony, but I'm really going to yawn. Then it's going to be contagious. So it's contagious over the phone. Try it over the phone sometime. You see the operator start yawning. You want to give someone a thrill, catch with yawns. Yawns are contagious. So are the measles and the mumps. And the measles are especially contagious, you know, they're in the air, but so is the yawns, but they're not as dangerous. But many diseases are contagious and many are not. It depends on how evolved we are. When we're evolved, we're going to stop yawns, too, when we get evolved enough scientifically. I believe that. I really do believe that in my heart. We're going to end up curing cancer, curing brain disease, curing all kinds of diseases, all the diseases that there are. Then we're going to cure yawns. Then there will be a cure for everything.